case number 10683, Michael Golden, West of Row 357, 107 feet north of Wood Lane, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Michael Golden, 1107 North Tollgate Road, Bel Air, Maryland.
And, yeah, you're already sworn in.
Yeah, okay, sir.
Swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Just state your name for the record, sir.
Brian Elliott.
We have this property down on Cedar Neck Road. My wife and I bought in the, if my memory serves, back in 86. It was an old farmhouse that basically all the property around it was owned by the person who owned that at one time, and then we were enough to get the old farmhouse, which we loved. And my son and I started to refurbish it, and he died in 95, and that kind of put kibosh on things. And our family's now kind of regrouped, and we want to rebuild and take the house down and build our retirement home now for our grandkids and stuff. The package that I gave you has, do you have the package?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It
has the explanation of the original farmhouse. Had a porch that was 7 foot wide, and it was 21 foot away from the street. The foundation was 28 foot back. And the property is unique in a sense that, from our standpoint, it has some beautiful trees, a very mature magnolia in the back and so forth, a rare dogwood on the side and so forth. So we're trying to position the home without tearing all the trees down. And I believe that our desire would be to place the house where the original foundation was at 28 foot back. Our neighbors, the house was built around 95, and it's 31 foot back with their porch from the road.
And we're passing around a survey showing the neighbors' setback that they have since they built in 1995, and also the home that Mr. Golden is talking about. We just tore that home down about a month ago. No, sir. The home, the farmhouse that he had purchased and started to renovate with his son, it was just removed, and he's trying to replace that existing footprint.
With this?
Yes.
That's what the new house is going to hopefully look like. So with the, I remember standing on our neighbor's front porch, and if you looked over at the old house at 28 feet, the houses were oriented to the property line that divides the two properties. So, and the houses were basically even. It's the street that goes on an angle. So if we build it at 28, we'd be basically parallel with our neighbors on the one side. So we're here hoping that you'll take that into consideration. The one drawing that shows that if we were forced to go back to the 40-foot line, with the house being over 50 foot long, with the porches, would force us to cut the magnolia tree down, and probably we would not be able to keep the dogwood because the driveway would intersect that. Where I think if we are allowed to stay at 28 feet, we can cut a couple of the lower branches of the dogwood and save that as well. So I'd like you to please consider our request for a variance.
I'd like to add to that just a little bit. You know, as he had mentioned, if he was had to go back to the 40-foot, which I guess is today's regulation, you know, not only would he not be able to duplicate the footprint of the property that he had purchased and started to refurbish, but also it would not be as aesthetically appealing. We're trying to keep to the uniformity of the street of the neighboring properties. He would be set back further, and if you go to that area, Cedar Neck Road, there, most of the houses are pretty close to the road, you know. So we're just trying to, duplicate the footprint of the home that we just removed and keep that uniformity and the curb appeal that goes along with it.
Mr. Elliott, you addressed the standards so well the last time. May I ask you to do it again?
I'll try to, sir. As far as the unique circumstance or condition, is simply that we're trying to replace that existing footprint and not be behind the neighboring houses, okay? Any exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition? I'm not sure about that. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? Well, yes, it could. But it would not, you know, be aesthetically appealing. He wouldn't be able to, you know, build back to where he had, you know, purchased and planned on living to begin with.
So therefore may not necessarily enable reasonable use of the property.
Maybe not reasonable use, you know. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, it is. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, I don't think it has, because he purchased the property with a house, you know, 28 feet from the road and thought that's where he could live. Effect on the surroundings, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Actually, the variance will enhance the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. Will it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No, they're already developed. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No. And number five, will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at use? Well, no, it wouldn't. You know, he could adhere to the 40-foot setback, but we've kind of gone over, you know, why we're trying to get a variance for that. Is a variance necessary to afford relief? It's necessary to afford relief so he has, you know, so his property doesn't look out of place, so he's up front with his neighbor, so it doesn't look funny sitting back and he can't see down the street and things like that.
All done.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Are there any further questions for members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant and his representative, who's appropriately named his business, has addressed the standards for granting the variance, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,683.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,683. All those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you
very much.
God bless you. Have